So thank you for exploring these slightly different approaches to metta with me. And I'd like to continue this exploration of embodied metta now. And this time we'll be using the support of a co-meditator. So we're going to be investigating together in pairs how metta feels in the body. And this relational practice is optional, so once you've heard the instructions, if you feel like it's not the right time for you, then you can feel free to leave the call at that point. But I'd like to just give you the overview of how it will work. So we'll be doing this relational practice in the Zoom breakout rooms, and I think all of you have done that kind of breakout work before. But I'll just give you a quick overview of the whole process now, and then I'll give you more detailed instructions when we come to each stage. So in a moment I'll be moving you into pairs that are randomly chosen by Zoom. And each person in the pair will have about 3 minutes to explore a question that I'll give you soon. So this is a practice of mindful speaking and of mindful listening. So when the person is speaking, the person who's listening is simply listening. So they're offering the speaker the gift of their mindful presence without interrupting, without asking questions, without adding comments, no coaching or coaxing, just staying steady and present as you listen. And then when each person has had a turn to speak, there'll be a period of what's known as free flow dialogue, where you can drop the form of separate speaker and listener and just explore together what you learned from hearing each other. So before we start this relational practice, just to keep in mind that just as with our individual meditation practice, everything we do here is grounded in the commitment to not harming, in the commitment to wise or right speech. So we're orienting to kindness, to care, and to confidentiality. So not sharing anything that you hear in these sessions outside of the retreat. And also, when we come back to the whole group, not sharing anything that your partner told you in the whole group without their specific permission. And then, as a further refinement, to please refrain from offering advice. So in the small group practice, the idea is that you're just giving each other space to listen, to be heard, to be received, without offering suggestions or solutions or advice, no matter how well-intentioned. And I know it can be tempting just to give a few ideas about how the other person might really want to deepen their metta practice. Or as once happened to me, you might just want to really recommend a great therapist who can deal with exactly the problem that you seem to have. Please refrain. It doesn't always land as well as we think it might. So, wise speech, and if in doubt, making the effort to stay silent. Okay, so when you first join your partner in the breakout room, you'll have a minute or so just to introduce yourselves and to work out who's going to be the first speaker. And I invite the first speaker to be whoever's first name is closest to the beginning of the alphabet. So then once you've had a minute to work out who that is, I'll send a little broadcast message to invite the first speaker to start sharing. They'll have 3 minutes to explore the question that I'll give you in a moment. And then after 3 minutes, you'll get another broadcast message that it's time to switch to the second speaker. Now, as you may have experienced, those broadcast messages come up very quickly, disappear very quickly. So I'll try to send each one twice, but you might need to just keep an eye on the screen so that you don't lose track of them. The other important thing to keep in mind is that you want to keep the exploration on the level that feels comfortable for you. So there is no pressure here to be deep and meaningful. please keep your sharing on whatever level feels safe for you, and don't try to override your sense of that. You also don't have to fill the entire time. So if after a minute or so you feel like you've said all that's worth saying, then you can just sit together in silence until it's the next person's turn. So after each person has had a turn, you'll have those little bit of time for free flow dialogue, just to mindfully explore together what you learned. And then just before the session ends, you'll get a message saying you have a few seconds to before the breakout group closes. And in that time, you might just express any appreciation to your partner for their practice, and then you'll find yourself back in the whole group. When you are in the breakout group, if the instructions aren't clear or there are any issues come up, you can contact me. There's an option to invite the host into the room, so feel free to do that if necessary. Are there any questions about that process just before we begin? Okay, so what we'll be exploring is just how metta feels in the body. So similar to what we just did, I'll invite you to bring to mind someone, some being that you care about, that you feel a natural sense of kindness towards. And again, it could be a human being or a non-human being, but just someone that you feel a natural sense of metta in relation to. And then once you have that being in mind, you're just going to name to your partner what responses are coming up in the body as you bring to mind this being that you care about. So for example, if I was doing it, it might sound something like this. I'm connecting to the presence of my sister now. And as I say the word sister, straight away there's a kind of a flicker of aliveness in my heart center. And I just noticed there was a trace of a smile. And when I name that, I feel my shoulders soften a little bit. And as I tune in, I also notice there's a flicker of vulnerability. And when I bring kindness to that feeling, it becomes a little less intense. And now there's a feeling of breathing a little more fully, and there's a sense of spaciousness in the chest as I continue to think of her. So that's just the example. The invitation is to stay connected to the body, to the physical experience, more than the narrative or the story about the person and what happened and so on. So it's quite simple, just investigating how does metta feel in the body. Having said that, you might at first notice other things, maybe some residue of the day, or maybe some ripples of anxiety in being in the presence of someone you don't know so well. So don't hurry, just relax, take your time. As I said, you don't need to fill the whole 3 minutes. Just try to be aware of the experience of metta in the body and gently release anything else. So I'm going to post that reflection in the chat box now so that it's available for you to refer to. I will just find it and put it in there for you. There we go. That's it. Okay, so if you open your chat boxes now, you should see that contemplation. And now I'll take a moment just to move you into breakout rooms. If you choose not to do this, you can leave the call at this point. Thank you.